This year is on the Chav Beis, which is the daf where you will be learning on the Simchas Torah. We're going to begin very bottom of Chav Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara was in the middle of explaining Pesukim from Shir Hashirim, and the Gemara begins at the 2 lines on the bottom. Kvitzosa Tartalin means his hair locks are very wavy. What does that mean? Amar Chizda, Amar Ukta. Malamed, it teaches us Sheesh Lidroish. We should darshan teach Kol Koitz for Koitz. Every single little point, Tile Tartilin Tralalachas. Heaps and large piles of halachas, of laws of Torah. Now, the Gemara continues next. Another pasuk, the pasuk continues. Shchayres ka'irev, black as a raven. What does that mean? B'miyat ha'moitzan, who you find Divrei Torah, someone who's considered to be a Talmid Chacham. B'mi, someone shemashkin u'ma'arav aleihin le'beis ha'medrash. Someone who comes to the Beis Medrash early in the morning and stays late at night. That person will acquire stature in Torah learning. Rabba, Omar Rabba has a different explanation of how to understand the Shlosh Kairiv. He says, who do you find Torah? For me, Shemashka Ponav Alein Kairiv. Someone, Torah's found someone who studies so hard and his face becomes black like a raven because he exhausts himself so much that his face turns black. Rav has a different title on what the pasuk means. Rav Amar B'mishu Meis Masmei Zoriya Bonaval B'nei Beisei Ka'irev. Torah is found with someone who makes himself like an Achzer, someone as cruel like a raven to his children and his household. And ravens are known to be cruel to their offspring. Now, the nimshal of this pasuk is teaching us that someone who completely removes himself from inyanim of the world in order to pursue and learn Torah, and that person is capable of becoming a tremendous Talmid Chacham. An example is kiha of what Rava would mean. Kiha the Adab Ramasna. This involves with Rav Abba Ramasna, Havakozel, Meirav. He was on his way to Yeshiva. Amalei Davis, his wife, asked him, what about your small children? What am I going to feed them? Amalei, he told her, aren't there any more wild vegetables that you can go pick in the swamp? And find something which is growing over there and don't ask me, go find it and Hashem will take care of it. That was his response. Now the Gemara continues darshaning pasuk. Mishalim, it's not the previous pasuk, it's a different pasuk. The Mishalim Sina Panav Lahavido. He pays those that hit him to his face to destroy. So what does it mean to his face? That's what the Gemara is coming to explain. Had the pasuk not been written, you couldn't say this. What does it mean? Kavyachol, it's so to speak, Ka'adam Shinesu Masay El Panav. Hashem has a carry a load on it, on his face. Hashem wishes, he desires to throw off this load. So this that Hashem has to give a reward to Rishayim for the few mice and tovim that they do is considered to be a burden to Hashem. So to speak, Hashem, Hashem, of course, is all powerful, can do anything, but the way Hashem looks at his having to give something to good to Russia is like the Nebuchadnezzar has to do it. The pasuk continues, Sinai will not hold back or delay payment to someone who hates him. Tait Hashem. Amr Rabbi Ila was his mean. Rabbi Ila said, "The Sinai for the loya achir." To those that hate him, he doesn't delay payment for the ma'asim tovim. Ava, but the achal tzaddikim gemurim, Hashem does delay payment to people who are tzaddikim gemurim, because He holds back their payment until lasad lavi, until loyim haba, when they get the full extent of what their real reward is. Because this world is really a cheap place to pay back the schar. Manan Rishon Levi, Ma'ad Chsev, Asher Anech Mitzav Hayem La'Soysem. Hashem commanded today to do Im Hayem La'Soysem. Today you do Mitzvahs, but the Machal La'Soysem, but not tomorrow. Not at Ulma Ba, there's no chance of Im Hayem La'Soysem. Today was made to you do the Mitzvahs, the Machal La'Kav Scharim. There's no Gemara that says Schar Mitzvah by Amaleka, because the real makom for reward for mitzvahs is in El Rabba. Amar Chagai, Yitamar of Shmuel Ben Nachmani. My Dachse, what does it mean when it says the Pazuk Erech Apayim Hashem is slow to anger? Erech Ash Miboylei. It should have said slow to anger in a Lashon Yachid. Why are we using Lashon Rabbim, plural of Apayim? Eller, so what does it mean to say when it says Apayim, plural? Erech Apayim L'Tzadikim, Hashem is slow in showing a nice face to Tzadikim. Because Hashem holds you off giving them their schar until Elam Haba. There's also Erech Apayim L'Hashem, slow in punishing, showing an angry face to Hashem, because He delays their punishment until Elam Haba also. Now, the Gemara is coming to talk about the next part of the Mishnah. The Gemara says that Beis Hasayim, the area around the well by the path of the Rois, can be up to Tusa. So the Gemara wants to know exactly what is included in the Behuda's shear of Beis Hasayim. Now, Baru Pasna Kamar, does Yehuda mean that the whole together, with the Pasna, from the edges of the Pasna all around, that space to Shah? I don't know, Baru Pasna Kamar. Or maybe what he means to say is that the hole itself, the water hole, the well that contains the water, that can be Tusa, but we're not talking about the place of the pasuk. The Gemara explains what exactly the tzadim of the shaila are. Again, baro pasuk kamar, adim above lo pasuk kamar. Do we mean the Tusa share is with just the well, or does that include the area between the posts from post to post all around? So do we say Adam Nosen in a Reboro that a person puts his eyes in the bar? The Logos Rinan, and we're not going to Adam Nosen with the tool of Yosef Rebeis Asayim Bekar. We're not afraid, we're not geyser, they'll come to carry in an enclosed area that's larger than Tusa in a carpet. Meaning Rashi explains this, other Moshe in a Babai, right? The Imba Lomod Mikan Heter L'Makom Acher, the person comes from the Heter to a different place, from this case, and possibly rise. What will we learn from? Learn from the bar. The bar learns. And the bar is just the mere Tusha. Therefore, a person will not come to carry in a place which is larger than Tusha. Okay. They've been the pasim or large than that. Lo asir the mishri conflict, the answer is society. We will not come to we will not come to be matter the conflict which is larger than Tusad of the Alma. In a regular case, not a well. Of a possible voice. In a regular case of where you have an enclosure, confident an enclosure which is larger than Tusa, which is not working for Dira. If it's working for Dira, there's no limit, obviously, which we learned several times in Masechta. But if it's not hooking for Dira, if it's more than two sub, then basically same, a person's not carrying it. So, are we grazer if we see that the area between the passing is larger than two sub, are we afraid that a person will come to carry the cup? So the first time, the Shalom says that if a person looks at the bar, so if he sees that the bar over here, that the well is not larger than two sub, so then he's not going to come to carry in a cup of larger than two sub. So next most is I don't know perhaps I don't know if it's also. He looks at the machitis, at the possum. The possum are more than base assigned from each other. Then because we don't also look lufa, yes, a base assigned with carpet. And maybe we'll come to confuse this and extrapolate the halacha, which would be that you can carry in a carpet which is larger than base assigned. So that's the most kasha, Shiloh. Tashma. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya from a brisa. The brisa says, Kamahen Mekarovin, how close can the passim be? How close can it be to the well is the question of the brisa. So the brisa answers, Kadei Roisha Veruba Shapar? Big enough to allow the head and most of the body of a cat. We go through Kamahim Ruchakin, and how far, how distant can it be from the well? So the Gemara says, I feel a core, I feel a karai. That means even a core or two cores. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says he disagrees, but it's a sign of his mutter. Yes, and it's a sign of his usher. But it's more than that, it's not, it's usher. Amru, Rabbi Yehuda, the disputants, the Chachamim, told Rabbi Yehuda, don't you agree with us in the case? In a fold, the corral, or a lot in the back of the house, or a chatzar, but I feel you, Prince Chamesh is Koran, or Bess is Sarah's Koran Shemoter, but even if there are 5 or 10 cores, that's for those that you're allowed to carry there. So, Amr Lahem, so you told them back, Zom Mechitza, and the passing. There's a big difference between the cases I'm discussing and the cases that you bring, that you're asking from. Because in all those cases that you had mentioned, there's a real wall that's surrounding it. Okay? But in the case of the well, where the passing arose, they just have the passing at the four corners. So therefore, you have to be more machmir by the passing arose, because they don't have real mechitzas. Shimon ben Elazar, he says, "What's the ship bar based asayim? Based asayim is mutter. If the whole self is two bar by two saw, then it's mutter." Okay. Now the amru laharchik alak de roish and rubash apar, and you're only allowed to be machik to make the distance big enough space that can fit the head and most of the body of the cow between the passing and the well itself. In other words, whether the Chachamim were matter putting the passing around the well, which is Tusa. There's a well is Tusa, but the distance between the passing is basically just enough to allow most of the body to carry. So now the Gemara is going to, that was the price. So we're going to explain the price in a way that will answer the shayla that we had. Since Rav Shimon Elazar said that it's a mutter for the soul itself, for the part of the water, but not for the passing. Machlal, that must be the Yehuda Baruch passing Kamar, that when he said his share of two Shabbos Hasayin, he was talking together the bar and the passing. So you clearly see over here that it's not just the bar itself has to be less than Beis HaSayim, because you don't only matter there if the makom of the pasim composed the bar is Beis HaSayim. That's the Gemara's right. Gemara says, "Wallahi," but that's not ruchdik. It's not correct. Because Rebbe Yehuda bar below passing Kama, Rebbe Yehuda is really saying that you can, the bar itself can be tusa and without the passing. So Yehachi, we asked the question, Haino the Shimon ben Elazar. So we're saying that the exact same thing as Shimon ben Elazar. What's Machlek said? The Gemara, Yikibenai Aruch Bekatan. The difference between them is if the bar is long and or narrow, then it's rectangular rather than being a perfect square based on it. So according to Shimon ben Elazar, the bar of Tusa Beis HaSayim must be exactly that shape of 50 by 100, which is really a 50 by 50. If it's exactly a square, then it'll be mutter. According to Yehuda, even if it's not exactly square, in the world, the whole is mutter if it's up to the basic shear of a Beis HaSayim. But the area, according to Yehuda, must be 5,000 square arms. Okay, with Beis HaSayim is 50 amas by 100 amas, which was the shear of the Chatzar HaMishkan. Now we're going to the next statement that was made by Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Chal Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Kol Avir Shetashmish Adira. Any ear, meaning that this over here is an open space, and it's lacking a roof covering it, but it has mechitzas. That's the case that we're discussing. Kol Avir Shetashmish Adira. That the purpose of why it has walls is because it's used for residential purposes. The going, an example of me, here, Vesara, Mokhtz, Mokhtzah, in the cases we said earlier, I feel a base Hamesh's Quran with base Hassar's Quran, even if they're as large as 5 or 10 core. It's mutter, the latter carrying them, even if there's no roof on top of Kobir, which is Rishon Avir, but any dwelling place, okay, which is used basically only for the space outside of it, the groin, meaning what in case would be the groin to the sodas, the huts of the watchmen's in the field, then the base of Sime is mutter up to 2 saws. Mutter, yes, the Sime is also, but if it's larger than 2 saw, then it's also the carry, even if it has a roof. Now the Mishnah, the following Mishnah discusses something which we had discussed earlier on Davav. This discussion comes up a few times in the Sechta, and the figures prominently in the halachic discussions about Aaron. The discussion of the Mishnah is if people go through Mechitzas and Mevatel the Mechitzas. So Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says, "Im ha'yederach rishus harabim afsemes akasam." If the rishus harabim went between the passing, yisakhen al stadim. So you remove the rishus harabim outside of the passing, and you must do that because otherwise, according to what you're saying, if you don't remove the rishus harabim, then people keep traveling between the passing, between the posts. So the mechitzas that were created by putting those pasim there are nullified by the people traveling through. The Chachamim, my man, Chachamim disagree. It's not necessary to make the people go around. People can actually continue to go through, because the Chachamim hold that people passing through the Mechitzes does not parcel the Mechitzes, does not make the Mechitzes bottle. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shavayu, both are going to say, Kan Haviyacha, Koicha Shal Mechitzes. From here, from what you see from the Chum and the Mishnah say, how strong is the Koyach of Mechitzes? Why do you see that? Because according to the Chachamim, once you had a Mechitza, like the Pasim, even though you have people, a large amount of people traveling between the Pasim, they still maintain the status of Mechitzes. So the status of the Mechitzes are kept even though there are people traveling through. Now the Gemara has a little bit of a problem with this. Can, when you say over here, it's mashma that the Yechanan is masking to this psak that the koyach of mechitzes is so great that people traveling through is not mevatel. But we have a problem with that because we have another member of the Yechanan, which indicates that it's incorrect. Or not for the fact that the doors are closed at night, then I would tell you that if a person would carry there, he'd be chayiv for carrying in a real Rishus Rab. Now, there are real walls. I mean, there are gates that open to allow people to travel through. But there are walls, and the fact that people travel through is mevatel the fact that there are walls there. And if there wouldn't be, if the walls wouldn't be shut, the gates wouldn't be shut at night, then you'd say that the people passing through is mevatel the walls of Yerushalayim, and they don't retain the status of mechitzes anymore. That is what Rabbi Yochanan would say. That's what he says. So our Gemara right after the Mishnah, what we said, that Rabbi Yochanan said, here you see the Kei Chacham, that the mechitzes are never bought, even though people pass through. That's in direct contradiction to what he said about, so you can see what he said about Yerushalayim. However, my sins must be kind of a spirit. That Rabbi Yochanan said, you see how great the Koyach of Mechitzes is, according to the Chachamim, but he himself did not agree with this interpretation and Psak of the Chachamim. Now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa, which seemingly contradicts our Mishnah. Let's go through both opinions are said in the Mishnah. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. The Tanya, we had a Braisa that said, yes, I can Rabbi Yehuda. There's a Braisa actually brought earlier. Two houses on opposite sides of the street. The person can put a lechi on one side by one of the houses, a lechi on the other side, the other by the other house, or a kher mikan. You can put a kher by the opposite sides of not the same house, the other house. Of course, the street, a kher here and a kher over there. The noise say in the answer. And you can carry in the street in between. The Chacham told him, the person cannot close up Rishus HaRabim in that way. So, even though you see that there are lechi and kera, in that case, you cannot carry between the houses. Now, that's really a contradiction. How? Gemara speaks that Akash the Rabbi Yehuda, because in the Mishnah, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? That the Rishus Harabim, which goes between the Pasim, is Mevatel the Mechitzis. And that's why you had to move it. But that, just opposed to what the Bryce said, what happened? Well, then he said that a Rishus Harabim going between the two houses, okay, is not Mevatel the Mechitzis of Lachir Kler. So that is the stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Kasha, the Rabbanan, the stira, and the Rabbanan also. Why? Because in the Mishnah Chum said that there was a rabbin going between the machitas of the pasim does not take away the validity of the machitas of the wolf. But you see the Brisa Chum say that a Rishus HaRabim which passes between the houses is mevatel the walls of the lechis and the kares. So v'stira both ways, both the Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Some of the answers are Yehuda like Kasha. Yehuda is not sure why. Pasam in the Brisa because the mechitzes ma'ayisa there are two real walls. Therefore, what do you see from that? Even though it was just a rabbin goes between the houses, it doesn't affect the status of the wall because you had two full-fledged walls, the houses which were opposite each other, and that's enough to say that the walls are not buckled, even if people pass through it. However, in the Mishnah, Hacha, Lekash, the Mechitz, and Ayasa, we're not talking about real walls, we're talking about possibly rice. The double posts at the corners of the well. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Rishus HaRabim, going through the in between the pasim, is Mevatel, the Mechitz. That's how we get out of the question on Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan not really kasha. The steer in the Rabbanan is also not shvel. Hacha ikar shem arba mechitzas. Because in the Mishnah there are four walls. Where Mashenka and the Brisa leka shem arba mechitzas. Therefore, there is a rabbin which goes through when people travel through the walls over there. That is Mevatel di Mechitzah. Now the Gemara is going to discuss a new din that Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, and we're going to have some discussion about it. Amar Yitzchak ben Yosef, Amar Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael, in Chayavon Olam, Mishus HaRabim, if one is carrying Mishus HaRabim on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, he's not Chayiv because there's no din of Mishus HaRabim in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef and Dimi become a lover of Shmaiser. Dimi was sitting and saying over this member of the Rabbi Yochanan that said, "Right, it's Israel. There's nothing in Israel." So Amalei about him. Dimi said, "Why?" I told him, "My time. What is the reason for this psak? Why should the Rishonim in Israel be different than the Rishonim in any other country in the world?" Anyway, if you want to say, Bishum the Makif was over the Tzur Me'achkisa, Me'achtana together Me'achkisa, you said that on one side it's surrounded by mountains which are rocky and high on one side, and there's the drop or the ditch of Gedder on the other side. And since these things have the proper dimensions to qualify as real mechitzas, they enclose Eretz Yisrael so that there was no Rishus HaRabim inside Eretz Yisrael. Now, even though they don't get the misimpression over here that Rabbi Yochanan saying a person is allowed to carry, because you still have the din Midrabanan, that any place which is closed by two mechitzas, you know, it may not be a Rishus HaRabim in a Torah, but if it calls mind that there's not four mechitzas or three with a Lachia and a Torah, you can't carry Afstahakafadir, etc., all the Xeris which you've undone until now. He's just saying that on a Torah level, there is no din of Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, which is going out challenges. By the Euphrates River on the one side and the Tigris River on the other side. So you see that since it's surrounded by things which have the Shem of Din of the Mechitza, so there shouldn't be a Rosh Hashanah bubble either, so according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, just want to point out that the banks of these rivers are obviously more than 10 tefachim and don't and they qualify as mechitza. And the world continues to, with this challenge. The whole world is really surrounded by the ocean. All the world's oceans are really connected. And that's as much means when it says that kindness means the ocean, meaning all the oceans and the seas which are interconnected. So they, according to Rabbi Yochanan's Fara, so all landmass should really be in the course of Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara is going to change around what was meant, explain, re-explain what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Dilma, maybe, so this is a bias still talking, Ma'ara, Malas, and Mother's comment. When you said that din of Eretz Yisrael, you're referring to the things which are the sharpest sense and descents, okay, where you have a steep slope, which makes it difficult to go up and down. Not all of Eretz Yisrael is din of Eretz Yisrael, only those things in Eretz Yisrael have that thing. But other things which are public places and a lot of people go through, even Eretz Yisrael would have a din of Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Gemara is explained. So the Gemara, Ravdimi, told Abaya, I'm like a kafna, which is a literally means a large head, which is an expression for someone who's chashuv. He told him, Chaziz of the Beis Chafei Amudi, I saw your head between the pillars of the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Yochanan said a statement. This is not literal. What he means is that the way you explained it about the references to the Malas Mardis or Eretz Yisrael, the places which go the sharpest sense and these sense, that's really what Rabbi Yochanan meant. And it manami, the word confirms this. It said, Ki asr Ravin and Rabbi Yochanan, when Ravin came, he said to Rabbi Yochanan, Fiamilah Rabbah Rabbi Yochanan, some say it was Rabbah who said, in Bishem Rabbi Yochanan, Malish or Mother Shemit Yisrael, and Chayavin Alayan Mishemit Yisrael. The sense of Eretz Yisrael, one is not chayiv for carrying in them for as Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because they are not like the flags of the midbar when the Jews were in the desert on the way to Eretz Yisrael, because over there the ground was level and mountain roads are not analogous, are not similar to the encampment that the Jews had in the Midbar. Rafa inquired of Rava, tell him, if you have a little mound or a little hill which rises to a height of 10 tefachim within a distance of 4 amis, and you also have Rabbi Beikenboy and a lot of people who go over it, so is one who carries on that little mound the chayev for carrying this rabbin or not? Now, realize that the question is that that shear of 10 high within a that slopes from 4 tefachim has a din of a mechitza. So, since that those slopes have a din of mechitza, and it should be Rosh Hashanah, the question is really, does the fact that the public use it is a mevakel mechitza? So, I'll leave it there. So he explains what the question is. I'll leave it there. Let the boy lach. This is no shaylak when it's Rabbanon, because Rabbanon a Mishnah in Aramar Aleph, where they said that the Rish Zerab is not Mavatal Mechitza. So, Hashto Mahasam, the Nichatesh Mishnah in the case of the Mishnah, where the use of the road, which goes between the Pasim, is. Nicha means it's easy, it's convenient, because it's level, that's where the road was. And Rabbanan say, Lo Yasarad Mevatel Mechitzos, they say that it's not Mevatel Mechitzos. Chacha, in our case, we have this slope, Tulay Nechitash Mishtei, and it's not easy, convenient for people to use, like Koshkin, then certainly the fact that people use it is not going to be Mevatel Mechitzos. It's what's easy for people to use is not Mevatel the Mechitza. So, all the more so, when it's hard to use, it's not going to be vital to the Mechitza. So what's the question? Can you buy a lach? I'll leave it to review. The question is going to be you, the Mishnah, who says that the Rabbim traveling through is Mevatel Mechitza. By what's the Chasav? There, in the case of the Mishnah, the Nichatash Mishnah, where it's convenient, only the review that holds that it's Mevatel the Din of Mechitza, because it's easy for people to use, so therefore it lends itself to becoming a road, to being a road and not being a Mechitza anymore. However, in this case, we have this little tail, this little Mechitza, this little mound or hill. It's not convenient. So that's Rabbi Mevatel Mechitza. So even if he would be masking, he'll be murder that the people going through is not Mevatel Mechitza. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe be the whole thing, even in this case, the fact that Rabbim traveled through is Mevatel. That is the Gemara's question, the Rabbah's question. So Amalei, Rabbah responded to him, to Rabbah, Chayavin, what is Chayiv for carrying over there? Because in that case, the public traveling through is Mevatel Mechitza too. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda would argue even in this case. That's what Rava is really telling Rachva. So the Afilu Oilam Chaval. So he asked him back. Rava asked him, "Would you say that's true? Even if the people is so steep that people have to use a rope to climb up? Would you say even in that case that?" It's Mevatel Mechitza, the fact that people use it. So Amalei, and yes, even in that case, the people traveling through Mevatel Mechitza. He asked them, I feel the Malas Beis Myron, even the ascent of Beis Myron, which is very steep. So Amalei, and so yeah, even in something which is so steep like that, the fact that people travel through is Mevatel Mechitza. Hey, stay. So we asked on Rava. The price says Chotzer, Shahrab, Nechlasim, Labazoo, Yaisim, Bazoo. People go in on one side and they leave on the other. They say, Rosh Hashanah, Lotoma, Rosh Hashanah, Lashavis. We had this price earlier also. And Nafav, Nav Zayin. People walk through this Chotzer from side to side. The Gabi Hilchas Tumah has a law, a din of Rosh Hashanah, and the Gabi Hilchas Shabbos, it has a the status of Rosh Hashanah. So what's going to be the issue? Mani, who's the town of the Brisa? Eli, Ma, Rabbana, and if you want to say it's Rabbana of a Mishnah, Hashtama Hasam, in the case of the Pati Rose, the Nechatesh Mishnah, it's convenient. I'm Rabbana, the Rabbana say, Lois Rabbana of Chitzasa, that the Rabbana does not come and take away the Mechitza. Hacha, in our case, the Len Nechatesh Mishnah, Makoshkin. So in our case, we're using the road through the courtyard is not convenient for the Rabbim. So it should be all the more so partial that it's not levatal the mechitza, the fact that people go there. So what do you see? That the Brisa cannot be going according to the Rabbanim of our Mishnah. El Olav Yehuda, so who's the Tana? The Tana must be Yehuda. And you see, this is a problem according to Rav, because Rav has said that people traveling through is Mubat Mulchitza according to Yehuda. And in this case, if you say that the Tana is Yehuda, he says that when it's difficult to travel there, the fact that people go does not nullify, is not mevatel the status of the mechitz. So must be Yehuda, not like Rav. That's the most question. Why? Wrong. The other Rabbanan, really the Tana, but the authority of that Mishnah is who is the Rabbanan. And what's the Chiddush? Rosh Hashanah, well, Tumas Trichalai, the Chiddush is not for the laws of Shabbos, the Chiddush is for the Chos Tumah, that this thing is still considered Rosh Hashanah, the Gavi, the Chos Tumah. Toshma, we're bringing another Raya against Rava. What the Mishnah said, Mavois, I'm a Philoshes, the Bairish, which is in the Rava's, Rava that opens into pits, ditches, and caves. Rosh Hashanah Yachid L'Shabbos has a dinner Rosh Hashanah Yachid for Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim L'Tumah. Now again we explain the Brisa and what the question is. The Brisa Akadaitach, do you really mean to say that the Mavi opens in a bar, in a pit? That which is mashma, that the Mavi is inside the bar. That's untenable. Ella Lebairis, what does the Mishnah mean? Where it says the open in the pits, it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid L'Shabbos. And it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim L'Tumah. When we start it's Rosh Hashanah L'Shabbos, even though people pass through the Mavis into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But what this thing actually looked like, you had a little bar that separated the open part of the Mavi from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now, who is the title of Yaman? Elim Rabbanon. If he says Rabbanon, Hashem or Hashem, in that case, the Chodesh Mishtei, Amri, Loyasu, Rav, Ma'alei, they say that people, the fact that Rabbim come and travels is does not nullify the din of the walls. Hacha, in our case, the Lede, the Chodesh Mishtei, the Koshkin. Here in the case of a Mavui, where it's a little bit of a bother to use the road, then it should be all the more so simple that the public traffic is not mevatel the mechitza. So El Olav Yehuda. So who's the Tana? Must be Yehuda, who rules that the mechitzas are bottled by the fact that people go through it. Now this is a steward to Rava, because Rava said that according to Yehuda, many people passing through is mevatel mechitza. Rabbanan, you really have no right, because who's the Mishnah going according to Rabbanan? Mishnah Rav Mutumah, the Chiddush is that it's Mishnah Rav Mutumah. Toshma. Another question, Rava Shvile, Bez Gilgul, Kiyotze Behen. The past are in this place called Bez Gilgul, and other ones which are similar, even though they're not here in the town of Israel. Those are Shalim of the Shabbos, Shalav Mutar. So the fact is that people pass through, and the Mishnah considers it as Yechel Gabi Hilch Shabbos. What's an example of what that means? Vianai, the Talmidim of the school of Vianai said, "Kol she'en ha'eved yachal litul shalchit ha'viyazal l'fes rajin." So it's any road which is so steep that an eved cannot carry a saw wheat and run up the incline. Mani, who's the Tana? Even Rabbanan, because it's Rabbanan, Hashto, Mahazim, Echadish Mishtai. In our case, the Mishnah, where the fact that people use the road, which goes between the passes, is convenient. And the deal is anyway, Rabbanan, less Rabbanan, Rabbanan, Chitzasa, come say that the public going through is not Rabbanan, Chitzasa. In this case, Lane, Echadish Mishtai, the Koshkin, then you should certainly say that it should be a problem. El Rabbi Yehuda, who is the town of this Mishnah, must be Rabbi Yehuda. And what's Rabbi Yehuda saying over here? The fact that people travel through, it's Mavavul Mechitzis. But even so, in the case of Beis Gilgul, he'd be masking that the Rabbi is Mavavul Mechitzis. And this is a steer to Rava, because according to Rava, it will always be Mavatla Mechitza. So Amalei, Rava answered him back, Shri Levi, Vez Gilgul Kamrit, you're talking about the little pastor that over there. Okay, they have no Raya. Why? Because Yeshua of Yisrael, because Yeshua ben Nun loved the Jewish people. I'm going to take a land, drug him structure. Therefore, he got up and he made roads and highways for them. So, whoever it was easier or convenient to use, so that can be given over. That's tashmish to the rab, misar the rab. That's given over to the rab. Kol echad olay nechad tashmish. Say where it's not easy to use, misar the yachid. That's given over to a yachid. Now, what does that mean? Roads which are yes. So what the Gemara is answering is that you have no raya from the paths of Beis Gilgul, because they were considered to be Yerushas HaYachid. And even Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, from the Mishnah on Avon Alpha Pazibi Rose, who would ordinarily say that people traveling through is Mavat HaMachitza, over here he's masking that it's not, because it's considered to be private property. And Rava is psak that even roads over steep inclines, that they have a battle of mechitza, people use them. He's only referring to public property. So we'll stop here with the Mishnah.